irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Welcome to if you are watching this on Facebook Live, LA Talk Radio, or wherever there's streaming video available. And to those of you listening as well, hey, I hope your Thursday is going well. This is my kitty cat, Smells, who's in the video. If you can see her, sweet little calico, who likes to be in my video sessions and podcast episodes. Today is episode 257, and I want to let you know I had a really wonderful guest scheduled. However, she is in the middle of a tornado warning in Annapolis, Maryland, and so I do want to give you her website. I'm going to reschedule her. I'm really a fan of her work. Her name is Dr. Gianna Sullivan with an S, and her website is fasttracktohappiness.com. She is a certified happiness coach. She offers one-on-one and group coaching sessions. So I want you to know about her in case that's what you're looking for. We did intend to meet today, but when we logged in to Zoom, just the power was out in her area with the weather, and it just wasn't technologically possible. But do reach out, and I'm going to get her back on the show because she has some really unique principles based upon seven pillars of happiness. So that leaves us, it leaves you and I today. Welcome. I am going to do a completely impromptu and spontaneous solo show. And what I'm led first to ask you is to ask you to give a written review and star rating to my podcast, All Things Therapy, wherever you listen, if it's iTunes or Stitcher, iHeartRadio. There are so many podcast platforms now. I also upload the shows to YouTube. I'd love for you to subscribe to my channel on YouTube. It is NOLA Therapy. The same on Instagram and on Facebook, NOLA Therapy, standing for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. I live and work in New Orleans and Los Angeles. I am a therapist. You know that if you've been listening. And I really love personal transformation, growth, psychology, spirituality, astrology, energy healing, just nature. I love being alive and meeting and understanding so many different ways that we come into our humanness as our unique selves. And I'd love to be connected with you. So NOLA Therapy on all social platforms. I'm Lisa at NOLA Therapy via email. And scheduling with me is easy through email or my website, nolatherapy.com. I have spent the first 6 months of 2021 promoting my new book that came out in November of 2020, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. I have been a guest on so many podcasts, and I've actually held myself accountable to give them all written reviews and star ratings. And paying it forward that way, I'm expecting to receive your review and looking forward to reading about what you like. If there's anything you'd like me to change, guests you're interested in me interviewing, if you would like to be my guest, reach out. I've interviewed a lot of friends and colleagues in the areas of health, wellness, fitness, business. I mean, the gamut. All Things Therapy is all inclusive. Our lives to be happy requires us maintaining just all of the various areas of our lives, psychological, spiritual, mental, physical, sexual, social. And I think I feel led today to share some about me, some changes that have been going on in my life. And I have closed my Los Angeles brick and mortar location, I had actually been asking the universe what to do about my physical office in Los Angeles. I have been paying for it the last year and haven't been there due to the pandemic. And I notice, and you might notice, when we really want to know an answer, the universe provides an answer. And I received an email from the owners that they sold the office. So it answered my question very loud and clear. I've spent 7 wonderful years at Oasis Healing Center on Venice Boulevard. And I have only a few items left to clear out my space. And it actually feels really good. You know, the initial emotion I had was, I think naturally just some kind of loss might be extreme, but just like a little sadness related to Oasis Healing Center. My office was my first home base coming out here to LA 7 years ago in August. Some of you know who have read my book or listened to it on audiobook that I lived in my office in creating this dream of living and working between New Orleans, where I'm from, and Los Angeles, this amazing energy that I have encountered here and the awesome people and opportunities that I found uniquely to be in LA. It really is the epicenter of, I think, new thought and ideas being transmitted out into the world. There's so much open-mindedness here. And I sought to bring my Southern open-heartedness to LA because I noticed that, you know, people, I think because of the busyness and the intensity, the traffic, even, for example, and the population density, people can become kind of closed-hearted, not meaning to be. And in the South, it's such a different energy. It's slower. There's more physical space between people and homes. And I've noticed now, in contrast, the South to be really open-hearted, but closed-minded. And so I sought to integrate both open heart and open mind in my living between both cities, and have met people that are doing the same, that value the same. And Oasis Healing Center was my entry and beginning into having a home base as I developed income sources. And underlying that, to be completely truthful, was the belief in myself that I deserve this. And I want to speak that into your mind, into your life, that whatever it is you desire to do, and it looks like I can't do that right now, I felt the same way. Like, how do I live in two cities and afford two homes and just everything that it entails? And I heard the universe say, like, do it to whatever degree possible. So in my book, you'll read more of that journey in detail about just stepping out in trust and really thinking outside of the box to live in my office and rent a car, coming out here for a week at a time and then 2 weeks at a time, and then realizing the resources were right under my nose as I felt like, and as I asked for the universe to show me, for myself to show me. And you know, it's been this really amazing journey. I had no idea that I would be taking, if you would have asked me 10 years ago. And your life is like that too. You have roads yet to travel. You have people yet to meet. You have experiences yet to be had. And it's something I regularly encourage myself with, because there are moments I get bored and I really dislike using that word, but I feel it just like you. And when I feel bored, it's a cue, it's an invitation to, like, how am I not really alive enough? Like, I am somehow disconnected when I start to feel like I'm bored. And I'll take myself on a walk or look out the window or open my email, just kind of, I guess, distract myself, but also tune in to myself and what's around me. Because there's always something around you. There's always someone. And one of the most rewarding ways that I shift boredom, which is kind of like a disguise for wanting more when I feel bored, I want more. I want more juiciness of life. I want more excitement. I want more pleasure. I want more, more, more. I'm a go-getter. I am just like super physical and active. And I know when I feel bored, I just want more. And you, I suspect, could want the same. You just want more in your life than what you're experiencing. So look around and see how you can fill that need. And for me, it's really been in reaching out. I'll just kind of sit and ask, like, who's crossing my mind? And
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
I'll reach out to that person. I'll send a text. Hey, I'm just thinking of you and I hope you're having a good day. Or I'll go get a card. You know, I think letter writing and card sending is a lost art. So I'll get a card and send it to someone whose birthday is coming up, someone who might be going through a hard time, or, you know, at one time they were, and, you know, just being thoughtful. I think being thoughtful is a way to really shift your boredom. It gets you outside of yourself. It gets you outside of in between these two ears. And it feels really good. And like 9 out of 10 times, the person is like, it makes them really happy to hear like they're being thought of or to receive a card. And so I encourage you to do that. Or if you have, I don't know, in LA, this speaks to me more than in New Orleans. There's a huge homeless population here. And it really, the homeless population is on my heart. I know in part because I talk about in my book as well that when I was 19, I was kicked out of my house and homeless for a moment. And just really knowing what it feels like to not have a home base has always made the homeless, and it makes me emotional. You know, just people without the home that you and I might be sitting in right now, like everyone deserves that. And so I'll take leftovers and go find a homeless person and give them that food. And, you know, that can be some ways. Like there's always a way out. There's always a way through. There's always more. And so today I just want to share that with you. It's what's been on my mind. I think this is like week 3 that I'm in LA. I spent the majority of the past year in New Orleans. And it's the first time since I came out here 7 years ago that I spent that long in my home city. It was really wonderful. It was really grounding to be in my house and with my friends and my family and just everything New Orleans offers. which I've come to appreciate more and more now, dividing my time out here in Los Angeles. And I felt the universe say, hey, it's time to go to LA. And it felt a little hard because I got really comfortable in New Orleans, really, really in my routine, and had to kind of kick myself out the nest, so to speak, and come out here to LA. And always so happy when I do that, because this place is such a home for me. The people and places that I've cultivated are remarkable. And I just want to expand more and more. I want to experience more satisfaction. And this podcast has been like a super main way of doing that. Episode 257. And, you know, I have now really wonderful sponsors, and I want to introduce you to one at this point in the show. So Faherty Clothing, it's a twin brother operation. Mike Faherty with an F and his twin brother, they came up with a line of clothing. It's really beautiful summer clothing of high, high quality fabrics. They believe in their clothing so much that they actually offer you a lifetime guarantee where they will replace or swap out whatever it is that you order for the lifetime that you have your garment. I have one of their shirts. I wore it last week in an episode. Really high quality cotton and super soft, just beautiful, really high-end clothing. And as my listener, they are giving you 20% off to try them out, 20% off your order. They have women's and men's clothing. They have accessories. They have some shoes that they offer through other manufacturers. But Faherty is really awesome. Follow them on social media. It's spelled Faherty brand. They have actually been featured on and seen in GQ and Vogue, Lucky, the LA Times, and redeem this offer of 20% off your first order by going to FahertyBrand.com/ATT. I'm going to spell that out. F like Frank, A-H like Harry, E-R-T-Y, brand, BRAND.com/ATT for all things therapy. I really appreciate you, Faherty, for picking my podcast to work with. Just really want to give you a good highlight and spotlight. Y'all, these clothes are really freaking nice. FahertyBrand.com/ATT. Therapy is up. Therapy is in. Therapy is like where it's at. I've known that, being a therapist 20 years plus. And there are new and different ways to receive the help that you want, the guidance you're looking for. BetterHelp has been a long-standing sponsor of All Things Therapy, and they are offering you 10% off your first month. To try them out, go to betterhelp.com/ATT, 10% off your first month. They also offer financial aid if you qualify. They have licensed therapists in every state. You can connect with someone within 24 hours. If you're not vibing them, you can request someone else, no questions asked. Super low pressure. I've been a therapist for them. And anything you're dealing with, be it depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, pandemic, LGBTQ, they have someone that can help you. Again, 10% off your first month to try them out. BetterHelp.com/ATT. Okay, I'm feeling like I'm doing pretty well, considering I had no idea that this was going to be a solo show until like a second before this happened. I didn't want to cancel just because my guest is going through a tornado in her area. So I'm trying to think, allow me a moment to kind of search myself to see what else I'd like to share. You know, something I've been offering clients lately is the resource of Abraham Hicks. Do you know them? I'd like you to know them. Abraham Hicks is a body of knowledge, is a genre of thought, is universal mind coming through Esther Hicks. You can listen on YouTube, Google Abraham hyphen Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. And it's audio tracks of people asking questions of the universe and being answered about your relationships, about your money, about increasing well-being and prosperity, and just anything under the sun you have a question about, Abraham Hicks has some beautiful answers. And I want to share, as I've been a student of the universe, of universal mind, going back to authors that I read, like Ernest Holmes, like Charles Hanel, H-A-A-N-E-L, like Neville Goddard, you might know some of these names, that they have been speaking and writing on the universe and universal mind, which we also know as the quantum field of existence. And it's based upon the premises that everything which is matter, that includes us, vibrates. Science shows us we are not solid mass as we appear to be with our physical eyes. We are vibrating molecules that are tightly held together, but when examined under a microscope, have space between these atoms and molecules. And therefore, vibrationally, we are kind of like fragmenting apart and coming together constantly. And it's based upon the frequency of our thoughts and emotions that we are emitting in our minds. Simple thoughts. It's actually so simple that it's mind-boggling that when you really start to think well of yourself, believe well for yourself, that things in your life start to move differently, to assemble differently. The actual atoms of your life start to fragment where they need to and come together in new and better ways. And I really love sharing on the podcast I've been on, this is different than just positive thinking and fake it till you make it. I know for some of you, that might have been something that worked. For me, it's never been something that's worked for me. I really value authenticity. And if I don't feel it, I just can't get behind it. If it's a person, if it's a thing, if it's a product, I just really have to genuinely like it and feel resonance with it. And so for me, the whole just positive thinking felt artificial. I felt kind of empty. It felt like, okay, I can read this positive ass statement that I'm not feeling anything in my body around. Do you feel me there? And what I've come to learn, it is through statements that you really can resonate with. And sometimes, you know, we're just not with the full blown affirmation, for example, of, oh, geez, what could be something? I am healthy. I am wealthy. And that just might not feel true for you right now. So what can feel true is a bridging type affirmation, a bridging type statement. I want to feel healthy. I want to be wealthy. And I bet that resonates with 100% certainty in your body. I want to be wealthy. Fuck yeah. I want to be healthy. Hell yes. Versus trying to make yourself wrap your brain around a statement that doesn't have any traction or tread in your life. So I encourage you to create statements that you want to believe. Like I can look at my life. I'm making more money than I did 5 years ago, than I did when I started as a therapist 20 years ago. For example, what in your life can you look at right now and it's bigger and it's better and it's more satisfying? Is it your relationship, or is it that you've learned what kind of relationships work for you and what don't? And you might be single at this moment, but your partner is right there vibrationally. And it's about aligning. It's about aligning with the energy of what we want. And that's what I've been studying and listening to through Abraham Hicks and Neville Goddard and Charles Hanel and Ernest Holmes, the science of mind body of work and knowledge that's been around like before time and space. You know, it came through these individuals and others for us to learn from them and harness and use in our life that the universe is an actual energy, is a frequency. And when we line up our thoughts with that of universal mind, things manifest. Things happen. And I want to tell you that before there's the physical manifestation of what you want, there is the emotional manifestation of what you want. You just feel fucking better about it. You feel better about that situation, about that relationship, about that money, about your health, for example. You just feel better about it. You feel a peace around it. You don't know how it's going to come about, but you know it's becoming. You know it is. You know it will be. That is a manifestation. We think manifestation is just here in the physical, the knocking on wood experience, so to speak. But an emotional uptrend is a manifestation, which means you are going to fucking see it. You are going to live it. You are going to be it. You are going to have it. And it's really the soothing during this buffer of time period, which when you really get into quantum physics, time doesn't exist. Money doesn't exist. Age doesn't exist. It's all constructs because everything is now. And I mean, that's hard. I'm saying it. I know it. It's hard to really wrap my brain around because we are in this physical body as an eternal, timeless energy. And it's like, wow, just, you know, I'm a student of the universe, like I said, just wanting to really embrace this and use this, harness the power of universal mind in my life to manifest your reviews of my podcast, you becoming my client, my book becoming just a top bestseller everywhere in the world, whatever it is you want, entering the most wonderful romantic relationship of my dreams, that we can really create these things. And it starts at the level of our thoughts, of mind. And just each day, that's why meditation's a powerful tool that I'm talking about to whoever will listen. And you know it, when you meditate, you just feel better. It can be literally 3 minutes. And as long as you get to a few seconds of that feeling better state, it's effective. It doesn't have to be long to work. Just same with exercise. You don't have to work out for an hour for it to be effective. Taking the stairs every day up and down your parking garage or your office building, that cumulative effect is huge upon your body and your health. So if you start to break things down that look like they're big, they can be digestible steps with cumulative effects that amplify the good that you want in your life. What do you think about that? I want to know. So you review this show, you come book with me as my client, and I don't want to be repetitive. So I feel like this is a natural pausing spot. I've really enjoyed this time just connecting with you one-on-one, sharing that I'm all remote, all virtual for therapy, phone, Skype, FaceTime, Zoom. I love it. It's freedom. And for you too, you can be in your most comfortable setting with your pets if you have them, with your tea, with whatever your favorite beverage is, and we can vibe and talk and do this work together. And I just love you. Bye, y'all. Take care, and I'll see you next week. Mwah.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Right.